You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. Pete Lavitt is on the phone line to take a look at the weather forecast. Pete, we've had lots of things happening in the last week. Give me your quick overview, please.
Okay, well, an overview of the last week, of course, has to concentrate on the tornado outbreak in the Southern Plains. An upper low pressure system got stuck just about down through Nebraska and Oklahoma, and provided the upper air energy and circulation to support rotation of thunderstorms that developed in that air mass. And the lower air level air mass was warm and humid. And as a result, we had not just tornadoes, but super tornadoes. And that last one at Moore, Oklahoma, was rated at EF5 on the Fujita scale. Now, that's the highest rating of the Fujita scale. And just so that people get a perspective, since 1950, when they've analyzed all the tornadoes since then in reanalysis, there have only been 58 E5. So it's an average of maybe one a year. But then you have to consider that most of those occur over open country, which comprises much of the plains areas, and doesn't hit the urban areas that do the damage. But that was, of course, the news story of the week, the storms. Even today, there's potential for some severe weather in West Texas, where the temperatures are in the upper 90s and the dew points are in the 60s. And there's, again, some support aloft to give them the vorticity, which is the twist they need if the thunderstorms develop. However, back in Illinois, we're finally going to get rid of this cloudy, showery period here. There's a band of showers that passed through Champaign this afternoon, and that's a cold front that's moving southeastward. We're going to see clearing weather for the rest of today and tonight, and cool temperatures. That we can't get away from, the cold temperatures. Temperatures tonight will range from the upper 30s to low 40s. A few isolated spots may be down near frost levels tonight. And then the same thing tomorrow. We're going to have a mostly sunny day with some a chance of showers along the Mississippi Valley region, but otherwise a fair day. Cool temperatures, highs in the 60s, lows back again in the upper 30s to low 40s, and then it starts to warm up on Saturday and Sunday, but along comes the rain as well from the west. Meanwhile, the western Corn Belt isn't going to fare nearly as well. They're going to be wet tomorrow and Saturday, especially, and Sunday. And so Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, northern Missouri is going to get plenty of rain this weekend. As far as the outlook is concerned, we're going to end the month on the cool side of normal, although the last couple of days may be warm and kind of wet. And this probably gives us the coldest spring on record. That pairs with March and April, which were the second coldest pair on record. And so where is that warming we keep hearing about? Well, it doesn't exist.
Hey, thanks so much, Pete. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
My pleasure.
Pete Lavitt, agricultural meteorologist, wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report.
Lernard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Lernard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow On Demand Bulk Soybean Handling System.